Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour. We have a fantastic show planned for today. I have an actress, a stunt woman, author, and ghost investigator, Diana Avina, will be with us today. I'll bring her out at 1:30 and have an interview about ghost investigation and what's going on in Roswell, Georgia, I believe is where her tour is. Also, we got toll-free numbers. I'll give the get your pen and paper ready. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. You're in the Thoughts is here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 to 2 p.m. I do have a guest segment for a half hour, and I also do free nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. So just pick up the phone, keep hitting redial. It's going to be busy. And I'll see you when you get through. I believe we have a caller, so I'll go right to the caller.
Hello?
Hi, caller. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Great. Thank you for calling the show. What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca. Okay,
yes.
Rebecca. How'd you hear about us?
Oh, I've talked to you several times.
Okay. So
I'm
you're,
a fan.
So you heard me reading before then?
Yes.
That's good. Okay, forgive me, I'm a little off balance here. I had a blackout like 5 minutes before the show started, and I lost everything. All my lights on the net and my information for the show, and so I'm kind of like, so bear with me, Rebecca. I'm just getting my bearings here and getting settled in. You heard me read before, so I'll go right to your reading. And I feel like I'm... Rebecca, I feel like I'm in a drama of some kind, or there's something going on that's upsetting me for some reason. I feel like it's close to the heart. I feel like it's close to the home, the heart, or I don't know if it's a friendship, or is it something in the, or even in the business career, possibly. Is there something upsetting going on that you wanted me to go right to, or that you can think of, or?
Well... There's a couple of things.
All right.
Actually.
Well, then let me keep talking.
Okay.
Instead of wasting time on that, I'll just keep talking. I like to just say what I'm hearing, and that's it. All right. Whew. Family's going to play a role in making a lot of things that are upsetting now better. And also the past. I feel like friends from the past, family, maybe some family members you haven't heard from before. Stay open to this. I feel like they're going to help with matters. Matters that are at hand, I'm hearing for you, being solved by connections from the past. So, all right. And I feel like this a gathering or an event of some kind, maybe even a family reunion or meeting of the mind, something special coming up between now and the next 30 days that may also add to things getting better and calmer for you and answers and closure.
Mm-hmm.
And I do want to stay, especially in the business arena, job, career, something I did before or something that I enjoyed doing or something that I learned before, helping me quite a bit with the next 30 days and possibly into the future with it. I don't know if you go back to something that you were doing or you bring something back or you get a chance to do it again. I don't know if this makes sense to you, but this is what I'm hearing. So just keep it in mind.
Okay.
Also, with I'm going to the home. I'm feeling good with the home. Even a new baby imagery. I don't know if there's one coming or talked about or on the way. Or I feel like it's close, so you may be hearing about this somewhere in the next 30 days. Somebody saying, guess what, you know, or... But they are showing me new baby imagery. romance, I feel like there might have been an upset or an issue. I don't want to say an upset, but an issue or there was a problem maybe, or some difficulties involved with a deep friendship, or maybe even a love interest. Is that making sense at all for you, Rebecca?
Oh, yeah.
Was there something in relationship that you were hoping I'd go to, right? I do feel anyway. Okay. And I want to say that might have been some jealousy, some spiteful behavior, and maybe some people sticking their nose where it didn't belong, and that was the reason that it maybe got worse than it was, or even happened in the first place. So, and I do feel that I'm in it now, and it may the after effects, the drama, the energy with this may continue even for the next 30 days. So I want to conserve my energy and really pick and choose my friends and who I say things to and who I trust with my heart. And I want to kind of like tweak that up a little bit and pay some attention to my trust factor. You know what I mean? This helping you also with the situation. Now, you got a lot of stuff. Something with moving, too. I don't know if you have to move, you're thinking about it, or you are, or there's somebody around you, but I feel like there's some exposure with this going on, maybe some activity with it within the next 30 days. I'm getting like a layover, too. It's like there's some issues and drama going on, and then it gets peaceful, like the eye of the storm, kind of. So if it does get peaceful and eerily calm, don't let your guard down. Kind of like hang on for a little while longer, for like maybe 2 weeks after the peaceful cycle, you know what I mean? So it's just in case, because it could be one of these things where, especially you see this with emotions, like waves, the wave will come in, then it'll get calm, and then it'll flare up again. And every time the wave gets a little smaller, so you might have a little something like this going on where you're going to have to tolerate and deal with some emotional waves coming and going. And don't let them throw you. And don't let them surprise you. And be aware that they're there and they may be coming and going. So, that's about it.
Are you feeling anything getting better with like an ex?
With an ex?
There's been a lot of drama, and I just had babies a couple of months ago, and we've had a lot of drama with him denying that they're his.
Yeah, I was given the baby, and if you think back a few minutes, I said there was a lot of stuff from the past.
Right.
And you were dealing with that and coming in contact with it. I believe a lot of what we were talking about is connected to that.
Right.
Okay. I want to continue staying on guard with this at least for another 30 days. I really do. Even if there is, like I said, a peaceful cycle, don't let your guard down. I want to continue to be careful about the people that I confide in, the people that I trust, and stay on my toes, because, like I said, I don't think this is it's far from healed and closed. You know what I mean, Rebecca? Okay, now, what else were you wondering with the ex, whether he's coming back or?
Yeah, I'm wondering if, because we're actually doing a paternity test, and I'm wondering if after the results come back, if that's going to make a difference on if we are going to, like, reconcile and it's going to be better for us.
Fair enough. Fair question. And I believe I'm being given it already. I just wasn't formatting it for you properly. You know, when is the testing?
The testing is in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, okay. And that's when it seems like there's a flare-up. Now, I got a feeling the results are going to anger some people. Does that make sense? Is there somebody challenging it or arguing? There's reasons for testing it, just because you're curious and want to know, or there's somebody out there pushing this and challenging it?
Well, my ex is.
Okay. I want to say, you know, Rebecca, I think it's too soon because of the emotions involved in this. Mm-hmm. And I think your ex is a little flippy, a kind of, I get a feeling like he would like it and he wouldn't like it, and it's a tough decision to call. I'm leaning towards it bringing closure and it eventually leading to some stability, and not only in your life but in your relationship. And once the initial effects of the results settle in, I'm leaning towards it becoming more agreeable. I can leave you with that. More agreeable. There's more communication, and it seems like a lot of the drama has been like cut in half, where you can breathe and actually communicate, and that would be the stepping stone to either getting him back or having a complete healing. Okay, so you're a long way away from getting him back and being living happily ever after. It's going to be a process, a procedure here. And you're just going to have to wait it out, because I think to make a call now, even before the results come in, would be kind of premature with this, because I think there's going to be some emotions, unpredictable emotions with the results with this. And it's going to be like back and forth, up and down, even for a day or two or however. But I feel like for the next 30 days, around the end of the middle of October, things being more calmer and understandable. But right now, there's way too many emotions in here. And I feel like he's a little unpredictable. There's more to this than meets the eye and that can be talked about in the time frame that we got. But I do feel that once the dust settles from that, you're on the path to you and him at least being friends and working together. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I hope I helped you.
All right. You did. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Thank you for calling
right,
the show.
Too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, everybody, if you like to call, the numbers are everywhere at BBS Radio website. Go there, bookmark it, navigate it. They got a store coming up, a lot of big changes coming on. The only way of staying up with it is basically going there every day and looking around. So find a site and bookmark it. There's something there for everybody. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hey, Michael.
What's your first name?
Miles.
Miles?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you for calling the show, Miles. What part of the world are you from?
North Carolina.
Sorry, say that again?
North Carolina.
North Carolina?
Yeah.
Wow. I almost could have guessed it. I was just going to say your accent was the Carolinas anyway. Good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Miles?
Yeah.
Let's see what we got for you. You've been listening to me read, right?
No, I haven't been able to listen.
Okay. Do you have any questions that you'd like me to go to, or I'll just give you a general reading?
Well, it's just like a general reading. I might have a few questions, but...
Okay. Well, I try to limit the time I can spend with everybody, and I try to get out as much as I can, as fast as I can. And so let me start saying what I'm hearing, okay, Miles?
Okay.
All right, buddy. I'm going right to the business arena, which would be work, world, finances, you know, that type of thing. So, and I'm getting, I feel like I'm moving forward. I'm achieving and I'm advancing. So whatever's going on, whatever you're into, whatever you're doing, or even if you're looking for a job, you got one coming, or there is things improving where you are, and we'll move forward. Now, this could be even something on the sideline, as long as it's, I would see it. Even if it's a money-making hobby, I would see it as the business arena. So I keep hearing to tell you, don't give up on something. Don't give up on something. It's connected to money and work and business. So I'll leave that with you. Even if it's slow, even if it's difficult, don't give up. Give it some more time, at least another 30 days until the middle of October. Because I'm getting also dream and goals and long-term efforts paying off. I'm also, I got a feeling, are you in a relationship, Miles? Because I feel like if you are, it's going to get better. If not, there's one coming.
Yes, I'm in a relationship.
Okay, is there an anniversary? Is something special coming up next 30 days? Or
in December.
What's that?
In December.
Oh, December. Okay.
Yep.
I'm getting big hearts around you and your loved ones. So I feel as has it been long term? I feel like it's special. It was meant to be. You guys been together a long time?
6 years in December.
6 years in December. Good. Okay. I feel good about it. I'm not worried about anything. It looks good. Big hearts around it and romance. I'm hearing. You doing something special for your anniversary? You planning something special? I keep hearing.
I'm not real sure right now.
Okay, I got a feeling you might plan to do something a day away or a weekend or something special. So, just remember me saying it. I'm getting a overall special feeling with the end of the year and you and your loved one. Social life is increasing. I'm feeling I'm getting involved socially. You got some invites coming. Friends are going to play a role in your life the next 30 days. So be open to your friends and in tune with them. There is, I feel like I'm doing things with them or getting involved with something. So keep that in mind. Let's see. Is there anybody getting married around you? Miles?
Not that I know of.
And they keep shooting wedding imagery at me and romance, and I feel like I'm celebrating something, a wedding or an anniversary or something very special going on. Okay, what about a new baby, too? Because I'm with you, too, new baby imagery. It's either in the home or close to it, friend, family. Must be baby day. Second reading with baby in it. So if you know anybody trying or anybody close to you, there should be some news there for them.
Well, if there is, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, it could unfold. You know, I try to keep it between now and 30 days. 3 weeks from now, it could be somebody that you know or you're close to, and then you'll say, son of a gun, he was right. But anyway, also, Miles, I want to watch the people in my life, too, the new ones that are coming into my life.
Uh-huh.
I feel kind of shady in a way, or maybe they have a negative something with them, atmosphere, and I feel like you're going to feel it, and it may be a place, too, a place where I go or I'm invited to, and I just don't feel right about it, but I'm leaning heavily to these, that I feel like they're new, or fairly new. They may be there and new already or coming to you. And it could be a friend or an acquaintance, coworker. Just, I want to be careful with the new ones coming in, at least until well into the end of October. I got a feeling you're going to have feelings about something and someone, and it's going to serve you correctly. So pay attention to your intuition with the new people that are coming into your life. I just feel like it's important that you're aware of this as the next 30 days unfolds. That pretty much covers it, Miles, unless there was something that you were hoping I would connect to. And I feel like there is, and if there is something, ask me.
Yeah, I recently lost my mother in December.
Okay.
And I keep having a lot of recurrent dreams,
yep,
about her to do with the beach.
Okay.
That is just something odd.
Okay. It's her communicating with you, Miles. That's especially in our dream state. Our loved ones that crossed over in the spirit world use that time to interact with us and communicate with us. And a lot of times you see the ocean being... As our the spiritual world, our consciousness, and the universe, it's the vastness of it, and the connection to everything with water and the ocean. So, and I'm feeling strongly that the message here is that she's crossed over and she's okay. And I was going to ask you before, she just recently passed, so Is everything finalized, or was there something that she wanted somebody to get, or there was some bickering over it? Does that make sense at all? Or there was some confusion with her last wishes, or... I got a feeling she was connected to this, too, for some reason, and trying to make that better, or did make it better. You know, in the beginning, there was confusion, and then it was straightened out.
I know there was confusion over a song at her funeral that nobody didn't want, but she wanted it.
Okay.
But it was put in there anyway.
Good. That's what she's making me feel, is that she was there to straighten that out. And it made her happy, and it helped her. She was satisfied. It's what she wanted, and it's what she got. And it's just her way of communicating with you. You may see that slow down, Miles, as time goes on. And it's been my experience where people such as yourself, it does slow down as time goes on. And if you really wanted to, you could probably even increase it. If you focus on it and work with it, and enjoy it, Miles. It's her way of being with you and communicating with you.
Okay. I hear a lot of bells, too, because I got bells in the house and it keeps going off.
Bells?
That's bells. Kind of odd, too.
Miles, did you say bells when somebody passes?
It's a bell. I have a bell hanging on the door.
Yep.
On the door handle.
Okay.
And every once in a while, I hear a bell.
Oh, okay.
And I heard them up there at her house, too.
Okay, very interesting. Well, I'll tell you a little story about myself. When there's a passing in my arena, I hear a bell ringing. And so that tells you how important things like candles and bells and photos and these types of things, pennies, flowers. You'll run into the songs on the radio. This is how they communicate.
Yeah.
Okay, enjoy it, and just know that it's her, and she's loving you. She's just letting you know she's okay.
Yep, because the day she died, we had yellow butterflies flying all around the house.
Yeah, that's how they communicate, Miles. It's very common, and you're going to hear more and more of this as the realm explodes, because there's more and more readers coming forth, and there's more and more phenomena being researched and recorded, and it's going to become so common. It's like everybody's going to be a reader, and everybody's going to be in tune with spirit and knowing what to listen to and what to do with it and how to work with it. So just know that it's natural, and she's loving you and communicating with you. Okay?
Okay. Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, buddy, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling the show. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
Thank you, Miles. All right, everybody, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I'll be bringing a guest out here in a few minutes. Matter of fact, why don't we bring her out? Don, are you listening to me now, or... Can we bring her on, Don?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's your first name?
Deborah.
Deborah, okay. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hi. Deborah, right?
Uh-huh.
What part of the world?
What was that?
What part of the world you calling from?
Nampa, Idaho.
Okay, Idaho. Okay, welcome to the show. I'm going to give you a little quicker than normal reading, Deborah. If you have a question, I can help you, but I can go right to and address that. Because
okay.
I'm going to bring a guest out, and I'm running with a time restriction here. You have a question I can help you with, Deborah?
I was just wondering if my finances and my job search is going to get any better.
Okay. So are you concerned with your finances, your business arena, and I'm feeling the confusion and the heaviness with it now. It's definitely going to improve. I feel that within 30, are you looking for something now, or are you just hoping it gets better?
I'm looking for something now.
Okay, because I got a lot going on here, and it was confusing what they were saying to me. Was there an illness that kind of messed up your job search, or you find it? Does that make sense at all, Deborah? there was some kind of a problem or an illness or... I just feel like there was some issues there, and it threw you off. And that's why this happened, because things weren't up to par and weren't 100%, and you're definitely going to get through it. I'm hearing definitely going to get through it. I keep hearing Mom. Was Mom involved in this, or does it make sense at all? Or?
Well, my mom is 86, and...
Okay.
That there really hasn't been a problem or anything.
Was her health one of the reasons you couldn't, like, express yourself work-wise, or?
No.
Okay. Then it was somebody else's problems, then, that was gotten away.
Yeah, my daughter, probably. She is divorced and had twins, and...
Okay. So you were the Nana.
Yeah.
The hero. You stepped in and helped?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and this is why, and it's definitely going to change. I'm hearing that you're probably, I would say within 30 days, you got something and you're happy with it. I want to say days to weeks almost. I almost want to say I hear something within like 4 days, so you're right on top of it. So if you have some stuff out there, it's coming back to you and it's going to come through for you. Okay, within days, and I know... within 30, I feel like you're in something and you like it and you're doing well with it. And is there a housewarming or a new house or somebody moving or next 30 days?
Right now I'm staying with my daughter and hoping to get into a new house.
Oh, good. Okay. Because I feel like that's going to happen. And it's very active and it's manifesting, so you're right on top of that, too. Now you're going to move out. Is that what the plan is?
Yeah, my husband and I are staying with my daughter right now.
Right,
and
then you're going to go
meeting.
Okay, and you're looking for a job, and then you're going to get your own place.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it's going to happen, and I feel like you're right on top of it. And I also feel that within 30 days, you're well on the way. You're in something, and you like it, and you're making plans to move and put down roots. I keep hearing tell her she's going to have her roots. So it's going to be a successful move and a happy move. And you're going to be happy with the job and the place that you move to. Okay?
Okay. Do you see my where I'm moving away from this area?
Whether or not you're going to move out of the area?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm not sure. It's up in the air, really. I think it depends on the job that you get.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing. Tell her it depends on the job that she gets. It's like you got to let some of this unfold before you, like maybe after you get the job, then come and I'll read you again and I can kind of like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It would be more clearer for me because you got too much to go through before you actually make the move.
Okay.
So watch for the job and settling into that, and then you're going to start manifesting the relocation.
Okay.
But I do know it's going to be happy and it's going to be considered where your roots are. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Deborah. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling the show. Thank you, Deborah. Don? Everyone, and welcome back to Your Inner Thoughts. I brought my guest for today out, Diana Ravina. She's an actress, a stunt woman, author, ghost investigator, and she, I believe, owns and operates a ghost walk. Is that what they call it, Diana?
Yeah, it's specifically called Roswell Ghost Tour, and what I like to make sure I make very clear is that it's not Roswell, New Mexico. We're actually Roswell, Georgia, so that's 20 miles north of Atlanta.
For people like me, that's what I thought it was.
Is that right?
I was looking for the UFO information, and I'm saying, wait a minute. I said, what? And then I read for it, and I said, wow, this is good stuff. So go ahead, Diane. I'm sorry. I just wanted to... Everybody knows I'm a little off.
Oh, no worries.
Okay. Now, this is Roswell, Georgia.
Roswell, Georgia, exactly.
Okay.
And I've lived here for 18 years myself, and about 5 years ago I took the tour. It was pretty new. It was already in existence, called a different name, and I just loved it. I had lived in this city for 12 years at that point, and I couldn't get over. It was astonishing how much history that Roswell had that I was unaware of. Very
right.
Much touched by the Civil War. Began in the 1830s, and it was so interesting, just the history part of it, and I was amazed that it took me doing this, you know, ghost tour for me to learn all about that. So I loved it so much. It was telling of the current paranormal activity. That's another thing I loved about it, was that it's not generations and generations old. It's not telling. It's not telling stories that probably were embellished on because they're so old. This is current paranormal activity that's going on. So we're only telling stories that we know of that people have been telling us within the time frame of the tour. So I would go back many more times to take the tour. I would bring out of town visiting friends and family. And finally I asked the owner of the tour at the time if I could become a guide. And I've been the main guide for about 4 years, and my husband and I took it over. This November we'll make it 2 years ago.
Oh, okay, good. Because I felt you being a guide, then I said, well, maybe she's always an end as a guide. So I was looking for the connection there. Okay, so you actually took it over as time unfolded.
Very right.
Nice. Very nice. Now, I looked at the video on YouTube. Very interesting. I like the way you do it.
Cool, thank you.
And you're releasing a book, I believe, in October, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm real excited about it. It is going to be, supposedly the publisher that is out of Charleston, South Carolina, will receive their big bulk shipment. It's supposedly on the Atlantic Ocean right now. And they're supposed to get it in their office October 1st, and then they're going to send me my big order and start getting them in bookstores. I know Amazon.com is already accepting pre-orders. And I am through my website as well, because now, if it's purchased through me, then it gets signed and personalized.
Nice.
But it's called Roswell, History, Haunts, and Legends.
Yep, I've seen the picture of it at your site. It looks very interesting. I was pulled to it. Now, what is your website, Diana?
Our website is just simply www.roswellghosttour.com.
Okay, and they can reach you there and purchase the book.
Sure, all the above, absolutely.
Okay, and I seen you at your MySpace, and I was just I was pulled to you, and
hey.
I looked into what you were doing, and I wrote you the email and invited you on, and here we are. I'm glad you. There was a little confusion there with scheduling, and I'm glad we finally pulled it off.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yep, and I've seen that you actually encountered lots of phenomena during being a guide and as just being interested in what was going on in Roswell.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, the reason the tour was ever established, first of all, kind of interesting way, because Jack Richards is the man who started the tour. Now, he's a big name in our industry because he is the first one to develop a ghost tour in Savannah, Georgia, which last count there were like 32 different ghost tour companies, but he started the very first one there. Well, he moved to Roswell, Georgia about 10 years ago, and he lived in this historic mill village, and he worked out of the area as well. So as his friends and neighbors and people he worked around heard of what he had done in Savannah, developing a ghost tour out there, they, of course, were telling him all sorts of things that they were experiencing here in their homes and their places of business. And, you know, they had no nothing to gain by telling him these stories, which, you know, it's real. I'm a skeptic first and foremost. So, you know, when we hear stories, you know, you kind of have to want, you know, you have to come at it from a skeptic point of view, not cynical, but, you know, these are people who, out of their private residences, were sharing information of things that they had, were experiencing in their homes. You know, why would they want, what gain would they have from sharing that information? And a lot of it was similar circumstances and very much tied into making sense to us when you look at the history of the area and the businesses that were even sharing their information. It's very much businesses that just operate during the day as office spaces. You know, they're not trying to bring in customers like a restaurant necessarily or a bar.
Right.
So, again, back to the what do they really have to gain by sharing information. So that's when Jack realized this was a great place to start a ghost tour as well, because there's legitimate activity here. And so, of course, it makes sense that we do continue to witness things. And a lot of it is, you know, it's very much at the same locations. Even people just carrying their cameras will have camera malfunctions, very unexplainable. It seems to be real consistent, a handful of locations that they keep occurring at. A lot of people being touched, that sort of thing.
Right. I'm fascinated by the industry, ghost investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And the tools that they're getting and the way they go about it is it's fair. I like the way they do it. Mm-hmm. It's good to have a balance of some healthy skepticism and belief, too. I believe belief and energy is very important while you're doing the investigation. Because if you go in there absolutely not believing and doubting, it could affect the experiment or the investigation.
I agree with you.
You know. Not to get off the track, I see that you're a stunt woman, huh?
Yeah, it's been it's probably been a couple of years since I was actually hired to do any stunt work, but that's really how I began about 15 years ago. And here in the Atlanta area, it was quite a hot market for movie making. There were just movie after movie after movie being filmed here. So at the time, there were many times I would be on a television screen or a movie screen, but you didn't know it was me because I was... of course, stunt doubling or body doubling for an actress. And I joke that, you know, it sounds really exciting, and many times it really was. Like, I got to crash a car, but other times it was really just that, you know, I was replaceable and expendable, whereas the star was not.
Right.
So many times it was not so fun stuff, like I was shot doubling for Rebecca De Mornay in a TV movie where I was just having to walk down a sidewalk with a mattress on my head. So obviously, you know, my face was hidden, but I was dressed in the same clothes she was. And, of course, it's much better if I get hurt and throw my back out than Rebecca.
And there's different degrees than anywhere from carrying a mattress to jumping off a building. So
that's exactly right.
Yeah, so it's expansive.
Other times I had to, it was just freezing cold, and I had to run through a river doubling as the actress again. They'd much rather me get sick than the actress.
Well, how is that industry? Is it saturated? Are they a dime a dozen, or are they hard to come by, stunts and doubles? And
I guess so. You know, I did pretty well here.
Yeah.
You know, the movies have since, the bulk of them, not all of them, the bulk of the act has gone to, like, the Canada and the Carolinas, and New Orleans had a good bit of it there for a while, so my bread and butter has been more the like big training films for big corporations and commercials.
Well, good. I like all of it. I have an interest in it, and being willing to travel too and be on location is important.
Right, and that's really where I did limit myself by choice. I've been raising three boys. My oldest one is 17. My youngest one is 5. So. That was just a trade-off. I wasn't willing to do the traveling.
Right, I understand that. And it can be a big issue in deciding doing it for a career. Now, do you have an investigation team, per se, that you only work with, or you'll team up with anything that's going on, or how do you...
Well, basically, just kind of being in this industry, you know, you kind of have to find your fit, and I routinely investigate with three investigative teams that I feel are the most respected here in our area, and that's Historic Ghost Watch and Investigation, the PSI Network, and Georgia Ghost Society.
Okay. And,
so, but I do get invited by other groups, or
yeah.
and that's always really, really nice.
Yeah.
I'm really fortunate with that.
Yeah. And I had a question on my tongue and forgot what it was. And of course, they use mediums and psychics and most of them, right?
Yeah, sure do.
Yeah.
Some groups really rely on them more than others. You know, I'm kind of lucky that I do get to bounce between them, and I'm always getting you know, a good variety. But you know, I'm embarrassed to say that one of my first radio interviews I did on a paranormal radio show. I was very much on one side, thinking it is, you know, as scientific as possible. You know, I come from a medical background. I was in pre-med before I started to have babies. And I was just all about thinking that the psychics were be in the way and not helpful. We want to be able to get something tangible, measurable. And, I mean, I'm embarrassed that I ever said that on a radio interview, because I'm extremely close and friendly, and I very much respect many of my psychic friends. I mean, I think that there obviously are a lot out there who say they are who probably aren't, but I've been very fortunate to work around a number of very gifted and talented psychics. Hearts are always in the right place, doing things for the right reasons,
yep.
And I respect their talents,
yep.
Very, very much, and I think that I can't think about doing a successful investigation without one now.
Without one. They come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
And hence my show. This is, I like to, actually, I think you're going to be one of the last type of interviews I do like this. I'm going to target readers and mediums and intuitives, but ones that are combining it with working in the light or helping something somewhere.
Love it. Oh, I have all sorts of people I could throw your way.
Yeah, do that. Tell them to have them email me, because I know, God, I don't know hundreds of them, but, it's a process, but that's where my interviews are going to be going, highlighting other readers and getting it out there that these people, they're regular people, and they're involved in a lot of good things, and they're helping a lot of people.
Well, one of the first people that comes to mind is our dear friend Chip Coffee. You're going to hear a lot about him. He's going to be featured on 7 episodes of an upcoming television show on A&E called Paranormal U.
Wow.
And he's also in negotiations with A&E to develop his own TV show.
Wow.
But I know here locally he works with law enforcement and also does a lot of hospice care.
Right. That's the I'm leaning towards hospice and fundraising for causes, you know, sick children and mental health care and these types of things. That's where I'm leaning anyway. I'm being pulled in that direction.
Awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, not so much. Doing something for them. They're getting their cause out there and shedding light on it. Or up to raising money, wherever the powers that be take it. But that's where I'm being pulled anyway. And there's a lot of other readers out there doing that. So, and I've seen that part of the proceeds from what you're doing goes to the restoration of the whole thing.
I'm a member of the Roswell Historical Society, and we are so lucky where we live here that there's 3 big antebellum mansions that are still remain, and you can tour them during the day.
Okay.
You know, not too many people have that in their backyards the way we do.
No.
So I really want to make sure that we, you know, keep getting the attention that it deserves.
Sure.
And keep them going. And
yeah.
There's all sorts of little projects here and there I'd love to
sure.
you know, revamp as well. So.
Sure. And the South, I mean, New Orleans, Gettysburg, it's so rich in history and phenomena and energy that you can't deny it. You know, they say in Gettysburg on the battlefield, I mean, it's like the biggest skeptic out there is a believer when they leave the battlefield.
Oh.
So it's there's a lot out there, and it needs to be continued to be highlighted and brought forth so the mainstream could see this.
Yeah,
okay, Diana, I want to give you a quick little reading, and then maybe we'll take some calls from the audience to see if there's a question about ghosts or get a quick reading from me. All right.
Sounds good.
How's that sound? And all through this, and when I first noticed you, I felt a connection to you and what you're doing in Roswell. And I just feel that you had a lifetime there, right where you are now, and what you're doing. And I feel like it was very deep and emotional. I don't know if it was a love triangle or some type of emotional, I want to say there was no closure. And so this would be, I feel like, one of the reasons you're so pulled to the area and why you feel so connected to it. I was feeling the Civil War area, maybe just a little before that type of a time span for this. But that would be one of the reasons that you were feeling so connected to it anyway. Because I know you're connected to it. I can feel the intensity of it. And then, Diana, I'm just going to go on from there. I'm just going to repeat some of the things that I'm hearing. Very business and work. I believe the book will be successful, or go well anyway, is what you're expecting anyway. I'm not getting any glitches. I feel very busy with it. Very, it's catching attention, and it's catching on. I feel like there may be a few more little glitches that you have to work through, so don't let it throw you as far as the business arena and whatever you're working on. And I'm feeling strong with the book. I just feel like there may be a couple little obstacles that you got to straighten out, but you get through it and it goes forward and it goes well. I just feel like maybe it's other people involved or around it or connected to it, maybe not doing their part or being too slow or changing something, but it's all worked through and then it moves forward. So don't let nothing throw you any obstacles that come up with, especially within the next 30 days, and that would tie into the book too.
Right.
It seems like it's just kind of like people around you. It's a normal business thing, you know, and the negotiating and finalizing and this type of stuff. So, but nothing else is jumping out at me in a way of it not going. It's definitely moving forward once it's worked through with the obstacles. I feel like working on one thing at a time would be your biggest ally between now and the end of October, even into the end of the year. One thing at a time. Don't let anything overwhelm you or get in your way. A connection to a male. I'm taking this to be your better half.
Okay.
I don't know if it's your husband, boyfriend, or love interest, but there's support and a connection to not only to you, but what you're doing and what you're into, and complimenting it. I keep hearing, and it's for life. I feel like it's going to continue, not only what you're doing, but what you're doing with him and him being involved and working together, very productive and harmonized, balanced between the two of you. So you can look for that. Health looks great. I'm not worried about health at all. It looks strong. I feel like I'm working on something. And I'm looking for the answer to something, and I'm being told to tell you that it's going to be given to you intuitively in a dream state. So pay attention to your dreams for the next 30 days, because I got a feeling there's some things that you're working through in life. It may be past baggage or some emotions, but there's something with a shroud of mystery with it, and I feel like it's emotional, mental, consciousness. And I've been working through these things, and I'm right on top of being able to get the answer from spirit. So I want to pay attention to my intuitive friends and to my intuitive self for a lot of closure on things that I have been dealing with through life, or things that are like always on my mind type thing.
Okay.
The next 30 days is going to be, there's going to be some phenomena. So remember your dreams, write them down. Other than that, everything looks good, Diana. I feel like as I go into the end of the year, there's changes coming too. maybe things I haven't dealt with before, or there's a little twist to it. And I want to make sure that I know what I'm reading and I know what I'm agreeing to, and that everybody else is supposed to be either working with me or helping me understands what they have to do when they're doing the right thing. As far as business and your personal goals, I don't want to say go behind everybody, but until the end of the year, I really want to stay on top of everything that's developing. My book, work, money, people that are doing things for me, helping me. I want to make sure everything's on the up and up and everybody's doing what they got to do. And I want to keep it that way until the end of the year. And I feel like as the new year starts, things are moving, and I'm doing fine. I'm getting what I'm expecting, and it's going the way, basically the way I hope it to and I want it to. So, and that's in all areas, really. So that's about it, Diane. I can leave you with that.
Great.
I can talk forever, but time is restricted here. I was wondering if there was a guest or two out there that has a question for you. So let's take a call.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Jean.
Hi there.
Hi. I just had a question. We were told a while back that the home we live in now used to have a graveyard in the back, and things were moving around the house and that, and I had asked the spirits to go to the white light and put a stairway in the light there and asked Archangel Mikael to help them go up. But today I have been so sad and just wanting to cry all day. And I wondered, is there another one here that hasn't went? Can you tell that?
I myself cannot. I do not, as far as I know, have those capabilities. As an investigator, I would go in and I would bring maybe a psychic with me who would be better equipped to do that, and then my job would be to bring equipment and see if we were able to document anything in a tangible way. So I certainly wish I did have that capability. I'd almost give my left arm because I just think it's so helpful.
Yep.
But I myself am unable to do that.
Yep.
Okay, Michael, can you tell anything?
What was your first name?
Jean.
Jean? Okay, Jean, there was multiple presence in the home, but I do feel that the one that needed to go did leave. What did you do? Did you do your own ritual for cleansing?
Well, I just asked Archangel Michael to come in, and I just envisioned a stairway and the light in my mind and asked them to go up the stairway and into the light, and that it would be
okay.
What they should do. And
okay, well, there's many things you can do. What I think you're dealing with is residue from some of the things that might have caused the spirits to stay.
Okay.
The experiences that led up to it, and I feel very heavy with it, and I feel like it was a love thing. I don't know if it was a lover's spat or maybe somebody. Do you know the history of the house? I know I'm running out of time, and I...
No, it's a new house, but they said, you know, the backyard used to be a small graveyard, and I've heard that... Sometimes they move those and put
okay.
new houses up.
Okay. I got a feeling that somebody lost a lover, and they might be in a cemetery, and they didn't want to leave him behind, this type of a thing. So you got some of that going on, too.
Okay.
Okay. But there was kind of a heaviness, and you did a good job with your prayers. And there's other things like a white candle and doing the Lord's Prayer and also some sage.
Okay, yeah, I have some sage. I will burn that then.
Okay, I would go into every room and seal it off, cleanse it, push everything out the window and then close the window and say the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
It takes a little time, but it's worth it. And
yes.
Then you can even go another step with sea salt, if you'd like, or some holy water and sprinkle that around. And also continue to pray. I don't think you're in danger, and I don't think it's going to cause you any problems. You're going to just feel experiences and phenomena. I don't believe it's malicious. It hasn't bothered you, has it, really?
No, I've just been so sad and crying today and feeling so sad and kind of dizzy and...
Yeah, it's because there was two people that loved each other very much, and I believe one left and the other one couldn't handle it. And I believe probably both of them are in that cemetery now, but at one time it was just one of them. And it's the residue from the emotions and the experience, and I believe the cleansing will help that.
Okay, I will do that. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and take care. Blessings.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Diana, I think we're out of time. An hour goes so fast, I can talk for months. It was a pleasure having you. Say your website one more time.
It's just www.rodwellghosttour.com.
Okay, and they can reach your book there and contact you for anything they have on their mind.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And I know at least on my MySpace page, I have a calendar of various conventions I'll be at, so if people want to come meet me, talk with me, get a signed book in person, be happy to.
That's at your MySpace.
Right.
Right. So you can go to Diana's MySpace and contact her and look up info, or you can go to the website and get in line for the book, and also email her and communicate with her there. Diana, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you enjoyed the interview.
Most definitely.
Okay. Thank you, and take care.
Thank you, too.
Goodbye, everybody, and I'll see you Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm Michael Goger, www.michaelgoger.com. Check me out. Take care, everybody, and God bless.